little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So, last subject for men, lower urinary tract symptoms in men. So we're going to, again, make you role play a man, I'm afraid, Tamsin, sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can be Sean. Sean, have you ever had a urine infection?
No.
And have you ever passed any blood with your urine?
No.
Or with your semen at all?
No.
Do you ever find that you can't completely empty your bladder?
No, that's not a problem.
How are your erections?
Just normal.
Okay. And I've got a questionnaire for you here. It'd be quite helpful for me to get you to fill that in. I wonder if you wouldn't mind filling that in between appointments. So maybe after you leave the surgery today, you could fill that in and hand it in to the girls at the front desk.
Yeah, that would be good.
Great. So you've asked Sean to come back again, and Sean's come back again on this occasion. He's come with a urine sample, and you've already got the results of his prostate symptom score, international prostate symptom score, and the numbers don't show that he's got a major problem. So his urine sample didn't show any signs of infection on this occasion, so negative for nitrites, no white blood cells, and there's no blood in your urine at all. So what we're going to do on this occasion is to safety net him for anything changing in the future relating to his urinary tract symptoms.
Okay. So, Sean, we should probably see you urgently if you have blood in your urine or if it's actually painful to pee, especially if you've also got a fever or any tummy pain. And if these symptoms, although they're not too bad now, if they develop and worsen and they're really disturbing your life, then there are treatments we can talk about that can help these symptoms. Very occasionally, men are actually unable to pee at all. And if you find that you're in that situation and you can't pass urine, you need to ring us, you know, immediately, and we need to see you on the same day or get to hospital. Okay. It sounds to me like probably your prostate gland's a little bit larger as you've got older. And that isn't a, you know, that's a benign thing, a non-cancerous thing. But that does give you these symptoms to do with your waterworks. And I guess there's a small possibility that if this was getting worse, it actually could be a prostate cancer. So don't sit around if your symptoms are worse. Do get back to us. And specifically any bone pain, that does need a, you know, an appointment with us.
Great. So that's the end of male health.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.